Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. That's a drain.
Secret destroyer.
Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. Betrayed desire. And I.
Not even be a show because I'll probably be gone by then, so I decided to start it early
before, you know, the world ends. And plus, we're, me and you, we're going to the Yankee game to see the Subway Series between the the Mets and the Yankees later today. So that's another reason why I started the show early today. But, yeah, so let's begin. This whole the world is going to end, rapture, judgment day thing that everyone's been talking about.
Yeah, according to Family Radio and its founder, Harold Camping, he believes the world's going to end today at 6 p.m.
Yeah, 6 p.m. Eastern Time worldwide.
Yep.
And I think it's past 6 p.m. in some countries already, and nothing has happened, so it's safe today. It's safe to say that nothing's gonna happen at 6 p.m. or even later today. So I know some people have already packed up their stuff and made their plans. People are crazy, man.
If the rapture is coming, then you know whatever you have, you can't take it with you. You know. Pack up your stuff.
I know. Yeah. Exactly.
Camping trip. Well, actually, the guy's name is Camping, so I guess that's kind of ironic.
But explain this rapture for some people who don't know what it is. You know, the guy Harold Camping, he's been talking about this to his followers on his Family Christian Radio. But some people don't even know what this rapture thing is about. So, Pastor Will, can you please explain what this rapture is about?
Well, this is a huge misconception. If you look in the Bible, you know, of course, the famous quote is, you know, I think it's in Matthew. Nobody knows, you know, the day or the hour, you know, when Jesus Christ is going to return.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, Camping, I mean, he's confusing the two.
Yeah.
One article says that the rapture is coming,
mm-hmm.
and then another article says the judgment day. Those are two separate events.
So that means both are supposed to happen today, according to Harold Camping.
Well, Judgment Day can't happen before the rapture. Or
after. After the rapture.
It has to happen after, of course.
Right.
Because, according to the Bible, the rapture is when Jesus calls up his believers to heaven with a twinkling of the eye, meaning that people who are not, you know, believers, they're not gonna see when it happens. It's like Christ teleports his believers. Like, instantly, people won't notice at first until they look around and eventually and see like, somebody, hey, where's Paul or where's Barbara or something like that. And then there's gonna
Like Power Rangers, like how Zordon used to teleport the Power Rangers to the command center, like that, you mean?
Well, yeah. People won't see it. If you're not going to see it, you're just going to eventually realize when you're looking around, you're looking for somebody and you don't see that person's there.
Right.
And it's going to be worldwide.
Yeah.
So there's going to be chaos on earth for the people who don't believe.
Yeah.
But for the people who's saved, you know, they're going to
like me.
Well, yeah. You know, if you have faith, you know, you'll be saved.
Yeah.
And then when you're there, you're going to meet with Jesus Christ in the air. You know, with all the followers past and present, you know, whether they're celebrities or just regular people like you and me, if they have faith, you know, you'll meet with Christ, and you'll be, you know, you'll never die, and in the Bible, it's, you know, it'll be a great time. But,
hey, well, you know what? If it does happen today, I'm looking forward to it. You know.
Yeah, you can never die.
Yeah.
And here's the judgment day. In order for judgment day to come, this is what, according to the Bible, will happen.
Mm-hmm.
There must be a one world government. The world has to be most likely divided into 10 sections or nations. This is in the Bible. This is in Daniel and in Revelation.
Right.
For people who's checking that out. So you know this and there's supposed to be one world religion and one world money, meaning that all the money that we have right now is useless. You have to accept the mark on your arm or your head. So pretty much all the money and all the wealth you have is worthless without this thing.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the person in power is the one world leader. He rules the whole world, and as you see in the Bible, he is called the Antichrist.
Right.
So this guy has to be in power and persecuting Christians, the Christians who weren't people who would later become Christians after the rapture period, during this tribulation period. And, you know, it's going to be chaotic. And the people who, you know, who do turn into Christians at that point, and Jews are going to be persecuted, you know, because you have to accept his mark or else, you know, he will, you know, pretty much kill you. But if you have faith, when Jesus Christ returns, as it's, you know, foretold in the Bible, you know, you'll be saved and Christ will single-handedly defeat, you know, the Antichrist and all these evil, you know, people that are, you know, doing all these crimes.
Well,
and what? And another thing, Christ also predicted that that there's going to be false Christs, people saying that they're Christ. And,
like Harold Camden.
You know, you could say that. But,
like a prophet,
comes,
right?
Yep.
Proclaiming
false
that he's a prophet
of some
sort, though.
And but when he comes, everybody's going to see him. Not a few people, not 10 people, not you have to join a secret club to see him. All you have to do is look to the sky. He will literally come down. You won't miss him. You'll see a group of angels. You'll see the people who are called up in the rapture come down also. And then everybody, even if you're an atheist or someone who, you know, the biggest, you know, you commit all 10 commandments or whatnot, broken all 10 commandments or whatnot, everybody will see it and will, by the grace and the power of God, you will literally get on your knees and confess that he's Lord. Then, make a long story short, Christ literally reigns on earth for 1,000 years and then after that 1,000 years, Satan comes back briefly to try to convert the people who weren't saved at that, who weren't called up during this 1,000-year period, because there's going to be new people born on earth at that time. So Satan's going to try to convince those people to join his side for one more rebellion against God. But then, you know, an angel will defeat him, and he'll be tossed into the lake of fire for good. And then God will reign forever. Everybody's immortal. God is there. No sun, no moon, because there's no need for the sun or the moon, because God and Jesus will be the light of the world.
Well, thank you for that, Pastor Will. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Oh, yeah,
I
one
think
more
you
thing.
Scared some of my atheist listeners out there, but it's all good. You know?
That's what, according to the Bible.
But,
oh, yeah,
let's
thing.
Not stay too long on this, because we have some other things to talk about. But, yeah, you had something else to say?
Oh, yeah, one more thing. Because people have wondered if there's going to be animals in heaven.
Mm.
Well, technically, there will be, because heaven will be on earth when Christ comes down. He's going to bring heaven to earth.
Oh, cool.
So then animals, like it says in the Bible, lions and lamb will, you know, be next to each other, and they won't harm each other. So pretty much all animals will become tamed, and, you know, animals can't harm each other, you know, or people. So, you know, peace on earth.
Nice. And there better be some good-looking girls in heaven, too, because all the good-looking girls I know are strippers and porn stars, and they're going to hell. So that's another story.
Well, there will be. They have faith. There will be.
Now, this Harold Camping guy, all I have to say, he's an asshole and he's a piece of shit. He predicted this 17 years ago in 1994, and now he's predicted, you know, the world to end again on today at 6 p.m. And like I said, it's 6 p.m. across the country, and nothing has happened. Across the world, I should say, and nothing has happened yet. So, I mean, are we supposed to believe that people are going to be, the rapture is going to happen at 6 p.m. today in the U.S., and people are just going to disappear? I mean, eventually it will happen, but I don't think it's going to happen today, like you said. So,
well, the rapture, in essence, could happen any day. It could happen today, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It could happen before. But Judgment Day cannot happen until,
right,
you know, the world is united under one government, one religion, one currency. Everything has to be united.
Right.
So for that to happen, and it has to happen, and according to the Bible, it looks like it has to be 7 years after the rapture.
Yeah. Well.
So Judgment Day and the rapture cannot happen on the same date.
Yeah. Well, we shall see. We have 2 more hours, so we shall see. But if Harold Camping, I want to see what Harold Camping's excuse is going to be when it does happen. Oh, he'll probably say, oh, he miscalculated, or he meant May 21st, 2012, or something like that, you know.
Yeah, and the guy,
what excuse is going to be.
And the guy, I mean, he, even when they said, what about if this doesn't happen, he said, it will happen.
Okay.
But, yeah. I mean, come on, I mean, it's embarrassing. I mean, he's giving people who don't believe a chance to, you know, ridicule Jesus and, you know, the whole Christian faith.
Well,
because of what this guy says.
Give you a lot of death threats if it does happen. Better watch out. Even some diehard Christians out there are going to want to kill him. Praise the Lord. But anyway, I'm going to go to a quick break. I want to play a parody song that I found on YouTube. Remember the Rebecca Black song that you told me about and that I played like...
Oh, yeah, the infamous Friday song. Oh,
yeah,
no.
The infamous Friday song, right? And for you guys who don't know Rebecca Black, she's like this YouTube star who made this horrible song about Friday on YouTube. And, yeah, it's probably one of the most... Well, it's the most terrible song that you'll ever hear or listen to. Let me play a sample of it so I could, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, could listen in. So there's a song. I don't want to play it for longer.
Yeah.
I don't want to torture my fans. So,
for real.
So that's the Friday song, the original song by Rebecca Black. Now I found a parody. This parody is hilarious. And,
man.
You'll laugh. Let me just play the parody.
My panties to stay tomorrow. Chicken meat in the front seat. Kid in the back seat. Freaking shrimp juice. You get fast lane. Switching lane. Corn for thighs. Pet the bus. School bus in front of me. Wing bomb, wing bomb. Check out my ding ding. Check for time. Friday. Weekend. Gonna get slutty. Come on, y'all.
All you little boys and girls. Come on, get my car. I got enough shrimp juice for everybody.
It's Friday. I'm so whiny on Friday. All the kids are horny on the weekend. Friday. I'm so slutty on Friday. 4 days after Monday, two past Wednesday. It's Friday. Partying, yeah. In the back of some guy's car. Fun. Just another slutty Friday.
So in the video, like, in this version, like, she goes in this abductor's car.
Yeah.
She's seeing how slutty and horny she is. And the kidnapper, he's so annoyed by her voice that he kills himself. And that was the gunshot that you heard at the end.
So, that was a burp.
No, it's a gunshot, but it's a funny video. It's a Rebecca Black Friday parody. You should check it out.
What is it called?
Rebecca Black Friday Parody. That's the exact name of the song. The exact title.
I mean, I knew it was a parody, but I didn't know that was the actual name.
Just type that into YouTube and you'll find it.
It was like that Albert Costello "Who's on First" bit.
Yeah, exactly.
You telling me the answer, but I'm thinking you just, you know, you know what I mean?
So that's the actual name of it. So. But, yeah, so, what else is in the news? I guess the other big news is Arnold Schwarzenegger cheated on Mariah Shriver, what's her name?
Shriver
with a housekeeper. Well, he had an affair with the housekeeper, and he had a child born out of wedlock with her also.
Yep.
And so he spent years paying for this woman's child and her birthday parties that she's throwing for the child and paid for a house. And Maria Shriver didn't know anything about it. And I found out that this housekeeper was obsessed with Arnold and Maria, and that she would even wear her clothes when she wasn't around.
Yeah, I heard that. I even heard that she actually wore the jewelry and lingerie when. When her and Arnold were, you know.
Yeah.
In Arnold and Maria's bed.
I heard that him and her and Arnold even had sex in Maria's bed.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's when she was trying to stuff on.
Wow. That's fucked up, man.
That's a messed up story in all levels.
She doesn't even look that good. I mean, she's like...
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's obvious.
Fat and... I don't know. She doesn't look that good at all. I mean, you know, I would bang her because... I mean, you know, you get horny, you know, you want to bang anything, but... But damn, Arnold did it multiple times, even when he wasn't horny, so...
Well, there's rumors that, according to Jane Seymour, it sounded like she heard that she knew a friend that knows him... And that apparently there might be more mistresses and more babies out of red black. So
I wouldn't be surprised.
Stay tuned for that.
I mean, the Terminator, he's been known for like groping women in the past, and
Hey, what did you say in Terminator? What was his famous line?
I'll be back.
What that too? And what else?
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yep. What did you say after hasta la vista? Hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista, baby, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I just feel bad for Maria. I mean, there's always some kind of scandal with the Kennedy family, man.
Yeah.
Going back to JFK and, you know, his relationship with Marilyn Monroe and those other women while he was married.
Yeah, it's a messed up story, man. And the kids, you know, as usual when, you know, when their parents, you know, done infidelity, you know, they get affected also.
Yeah.
And their son, Patrick, he changed his name on, I think it's Facebook or Twitter or whatever.
From Schwarzenegger to Shriver. So,
yeah.
Obviously, you know, he's taking it hard.
Rightfully so. I mean, it's fucked up, man.
It
Arnold
is.
Did.
There's no other way to describe it.
Well, Maria's getting a divorce. She's hired a, you know, a high profile attorney. So she's going to divorce his ass. And this guy, he's looking to get back into movies. I mean, come on. This guy
hasn't
made a good movie since, what, Terminator 3?
Two?
Two, maybe?
Yeah, I heard 3 sucked.
Oh, did I? I never seen it, so.
I never seen it either, but I heard it sucked.
Oh.
But, yeah, he's trying to do a Terminator. Before this whole scandal came out, I heard, like, weeks ago, he was going to do Terminator 5 or whatever number it's up to. And, you know, of course, reprise his role.
Yeah, this guy should just, you know, go somewhere. Hide your face somewhere. Because, I mean, right now, people are looking at you in this. You're on the same boat as Tiger Woods, but worse.
But probably worse. Worse than him and Jesse James.
Oh yeah, worse. Yeah.
Oh, maybe he's on the level with John Edwards.
Oh yeah. Because
whatchamacallit, the maid, she gave birth to the kid 5 days around 5 days around when Maria gave birth to one of their kids.
Yep.
So. That is just messed up on all levels right there.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens with that, but doesn't look good for Arnold right now.
Not looking good at all.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, you remember you broke the news to me yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to mention that, the Macho Man thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to say rest in peace, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yep.
One of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
AKA
I mean,
Randy
greatest superstars.
Pooper.
Sorry, WWE doesn't want me to say wrestlers.
Yeah,
say superstars.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they released a statement saying that, you know, they're standing by the loss of one, you know, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah.
And they were saying that how, you know, he was one of, you know, the best performers of his time.
Mm-hmm.
They should say of all time, but I don't know if that's a shot or anything, but
yeah.
That'd be kind of petty, but
yeah. The fondest memory of a Macho Man is definitely the match at WrestleMania 3 with Ricky Steamboat.
Yeah, that's like his most popular match.
Yeah, even though he lost, I mean he had that was a great match to watch.
Yeah, for the Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
And of course he had the epic battle with Hogan.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 5, and then the year before that he won his first title against Macho Man in that tournament. And even that infamous match with him and Ultimate Warrior, that retirement match.
Yeah.
When he gave him five flying elbows, and of course Ultimate Warrior kicked out of all of them.
Yeah, it's sad that he's going now, and I hope WWE can induct him in the Hall of Fame now.
For real. I mean, buried the hatchet already. Come on.
Yeah.
Whatever he did, I mean, it's about time to, you know, bury the hatchet and induct this guy.
Yeah, hopefully, I hope now they can induct him, and yeah, my condolences go out to him and his family.
Yep.
All right, so to wrap it up, good to see you guys next week. Me and Will are heading out to the Subway Series, Yankee Stadium, and hopefully this rapture thing will survive it. We shall see. We'll see what happens. So.
That guy's mostly talking about Judgment Day.
Yeah, well, Judgment Day, the Rapture. I hope we're able to do a show next week. That's all I'm hoping for. But yeah, I'll see you guys next week. Do you have any final thoughts, Will?
Nope, but you know, hopefully Mets will get this win. You know, and you know, Macho Man, rest in peace, and see you all later.
Yeah, see you later, and and check out Will's show tomorrow. Are you doing the show tomorrow, by the way?
I should be.
Are you doing it tomorrow, right?
Yeah, 6 to 11.
6 to 11, okay.
Got
and I'll be doing my show, you know, normal time, 11 p.m. You know, today I have to do the show early because we're going to Yankee Stadium. And hopefully Will doesn't get his ass kicked when he's wearing his Met gear. And you are bringing your Met gear, right?
I'm ready to go.
All right. So in all love, see you next week. 11 o'clock at my usual time. And yeah, peace out.
Later.